I want to start a series today, and it's unlike what you would expect for the month of February, but I believe it is necessary. How many of you are trying to or endeavoring to do better this year financially? Come on, raise your hand. Come on, raise it real high. How many of you feel like I have made some mistakes financially? I'm in a place right now that I should have avoided, could have avoided, but I'm here. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you know what you're going to do this year different? Raise your hand. Good. How many of you got some plans, but already you've not gotten off to a good start? Be honest. Raise your hand. That's what I thought. Okay. This is a great set of teachings that will position all of us, say all of us, to win, put in your notes, win financially. We got to win when it comes to our finances. This is not the year to go through like every other year. Okay? Let's just be very honest. Most of us have been bamboozled when it comes to money and church. We have made decisions. We have been told things that didn't quite add up. We have given money. We have put money on the floor, on the altar. We have been had hands laid on us. We've done all the church tricks. And let me help you. Money is a spiritual matter, but it is not a church matter. It's not a church matter. It is a spiritual matter. And a lot of what we've learned regarding money has been churchy, which is why we haven't gotten the results that we want, which is why we end up being offended or bitter or upset, because he says, I did this and I didn't get this. And what I really see, look up here, pay attention, tune in. What I really see is this. We've been going down roads and upset that we get to where the road leads. It doesn't make any sense, does it? If I left church today and I went, northbound on Austin and then got on 290 and went eastbound on 290, at some point, I'm going to run into downtown Chicago. Yes, sir. At some point, I'm going to run into the lake if I just keep driving. Yes, sir. How do we get upset because I ran into the lake, but that's the road that you took? If you stay on this road, you're going to get where this road leads you. And church has told us, just make a church change. Church has told us this, just pay your tithe. First of all, tithe is not a bill to be paid. That's the first thing. And even if you pay it, that does not, let me help you, it does not guarantee financial success. What? I was told just pay your tithe and God's going to do everything else. I think we've been lied to. I think we've been bamboozled. Not on purpose. We were taught what the people that taught us knew to teach us. Oh, but there is new revelation on the table now. It's kind of like when you're cooking now, you ain't got to put fat back in everything. There's turkey now you can put in there. There's liquid smoke you can put in there. You can do different things based on your health. So you can't say, well, I got high blood pressure because I got to put the fat back in the greens. You don't have to put fat back in your greens no more. And they still can taste wonderful. My wife makes a great batch of greens. I mean, they're just wonderful. They're lovely. They're delicious. And we don't put nothing fat in there. Matter of fact, I don't even like meat in my greens. Somebody said I'm not black, but that's, you know. The point is, with the revelation we have now, revelation, listen to me carefully. It does not make itself happen in your life. If I bring you the ingredients for a cake, I can give you all the ingredients. Listen to me carefully. And you, how dare you get upset because you don't have a cake, but you never took the ingredients for the cake and put them together and then gave it time to work. Putting your notes, time to work. Because here's the deal. I told y'all, many of you, and I'm going to do a lot of repeating, and here is why. Because we got a lot of new people in our church. And even the people that have been there for a while, some of y'all ain't done nothing we told you. You ain't. So it doesn't matter me repeating myself because you ain't done it. You must do this for it to work. And so you know my journey. You know we came from a bad place financially. And I'm going to help you. Church didn't get us out of a bad place. We got hands laid on us. We got oil put on us. It was prophesied that we would be rich. And God was going to do this by tomorrow. And bless God for all of that. That's not how it worked for me. I'm not negating it. That wasn't our journey. Our journey was taking the ingredients, putting them together, and waiting for them to work. And over time, seed, come on, time, listen, and then harvest. Not just money. We planted seed of patience. We planted seed of paying bills on time. We planted seeds of fixing our credit. And then there was time, and then there was harvest of all of this coming together. And so you don't look at nobody's harvest and say who they think they are. I think they're the people that planted the seed and went through the time, and now they have the harvest. Now here's the deal. Here is the deal. Something happens, time passes, and then something happens. Listen, the something happening can be nothing happening. The something happening could be you doing nothing. And then time gonna pass, and then something else gonna happen as a result of the something that happened on this end, which was nothing. So he went through a bad place. He went through bills and credit cards and bankruptcy and all these different things. And I really wish somebody could have blew on us. And we could have fell out under the power of God and woke up and all of our stuff would have been gone and fixed. It had to be, what would you say, about a 10 or 12 year process of us getting from. So that's a long time to get a pizza delivered to your house. Yeah, if you order the right pizza. See, there's a Domino's by our house, and you know, Domino's give you gas, and then you get the run sometimes, but your pizza costs $3. It's right by our house. You can order those. They bring it in about 5 minutes. Before I hang up, they up the door with the pizza. I'm like, man. But there's another place that's not by our house, but it's got the best pizza. It's going to take a minute for that one to get to you. Y'all looking at me. Okay. And so go to 3 John chapter 2. Are y'all still here? I said, are you still here? Y'all sang so beautifully today. Candy looking real Black Pantherish this morning. My God. Here is what we originally began to do to change our finances. I need you to hear me this month. I think this is the setting that God's going to bring great harvest in his church. Not the finances only, but these types of settings. I'm doing a live this week called God is Going Small. God is Going Small. I believe the greatest harvest you're about to see is going to be through God doing things on a small level as opposed to what we think church should be. I believe that. Relationship building, small groups. You're going to see a great harvest of increase in the lives of people through this process. I believe that. So the first thing that changed for us, I need you to understand this, is or was our thinking regarding money. It was our thinking regarding money. Look at 3 John chapter 1 and 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and. So people say, well, it's all together. Prosperity and health is the same as prosperity and finance. It is not, because he says, I wish that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Even, say even.
Even.
Come on, say it loud.
Even.
Even as thy soul prospered. So I wish that you would prosper, say financially.
Financially.
And be in health, say in my body. But I want you to do it even in comparison to. Along with thy soul prospering. So you can't have what he wishes for you without your soul prospering. Hear this. Those that are at home, if you're at home and you're catching this, I want to engage with you this morning. I want you to be a part of this lesson, a part of this teaching. I want you to get this. If you're getting this, put a heart up there, put a hand up there, whatever. But stay with me. This is not the day to multitask. And today to listen and cook eggs and, you know, clip your nails. I need you to sit down. I need you to be still. I need you to focus in. I need you to get this. You said, Pastor, I don't need this lesson. I got plenty of money. Come, we'll be finishing in about 35 minutes. Meet me here. I want some of it. Help us out. We got things to do around here. Personally, I can use some more money. I got things I want to do. If you have covered this basis and you said, I'm good, I don't need this, meet me. If you can't come today, meet me here next week. Bring your checkbook because we need you to help us with something. But I think we all can stand some more money. And I'm going to teach you, it's not even all the ways you needing more money. It's you needing to think different about the money that you have. I go to basketball games on Saturday with my son, which is why I don't understand why the schools are not open, because if basketball is open, the schools should be open. If I can go on the court with a mask or no mask and play a contact sport and spit and sweat and touch, I should be able to go to a classroom and sit down with a mask on and do my math. That's why American kids are so behind from everybody else, because everybody else is in school. But I go to these games and I sit there and I think about different things than other people. You're thinking about the alley-oop and the Eurostep and all. I'm thinking about, I'm sitting here and there's about 100 teams coming through this gym today. 100. And everybody has on a uniform that costs. Everybody got on knee pads that cost and all their bags and gear and all of this. And everybody, unless you grew up like me, you know, we had pro wings. You know what I mean, pro wings? Anybody wear pro wings when they grew up? If you, everybody got on at least a pair of gym shoes that cost at least $200. At least $200. At least. And they don't put those on till they get in the gym, because they come in the gym with some $80 Crocs or something on, or some slides, you know. And so I'm sitting there thinking, there's a whole lot of money in this gym. But there's a whole lot of people saying, I ain't got no money. Somebody got some money. Somebody got some money. If you just look, if you look through your own closet, you say, man, I got some money. It's just how we use the money that we have. And there's a point that we get to where you can buy your Louis and your Dewey and your Dooney and your whatever you want to buy. But there's a point when you shouldn't be buying that. Y'all quiet up in here. Like, you shouldn't be buying Louis Vuitton and your light bill is due. I hope your purse glow in the dark, because they're going to turn your lights off. So, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Oh, they must have got hot. I was going to take a picture with y'all in them nice uniforms. They took them off. I know they were hot, but they were cold. Y'all was clean. So you got to know how to stunt. You keep that on all day, and you wear that to dinner and everything. Be like, look at us. You know how you used to go to church and you went to Punta Rosa after church? You wore your clothes all day. It's 8:30, you still got your church outfit on, your church anniversary blouse on. Uh-oh. It's okay, we're ready now. Good. Thank y'all for working with us. See, I want y'all to understand this. To plan these services, it takes a whole lot of people, a whole lot of hands, and a whole lot of expectation that technology is going to work. And sometimes it doesn't. So the plan was to have this up here up front so I can engage with those that are online, like Sister Andrea and Sister Tanya Ellis and Mother Sybil and Brother Dewan Rodriguez Price and Sister Patricia. But I guess we had some tech issues, but now here it is. Tell your neighbor, say, learn how to just be patient. I done got a whole lot better, right, Jasmine? See, I know. I'm surprised Pastor didn't just throw the whole thing off the stage. You ain't never seen me do that. You need to stop all that. You need to cut it out. So, hey, Addie Taylor. She said, this is so true. What you talking about, Addie? So I wish above all things, listen, that thou mayest prosper and be in health. But in order for you to prosper, your soul has to prosper. Our soul was not prospering, so we were not. We spent every nickel we had. Everything was behind. Everything was due. Card note was due. Rent was due. Light bill was due. Gas bill was due. But we were sharp going to church. I was sharp. I was shopping at the Mr. Shop in North Riverside Mall, buying suits I couldn't afford, and $300 neckties I didn't have no business having on, but my light bill was due. But I looked good. And I see people now, and we're going to talk about it. It's called dirt thinking. It's called dirt thinking. Because there's seed time and harvest. There's dirt involved. And I'm going to talk about dirt thinking in this teaching, because dirt thinking brings you to a point where you look good, but your thought life is terrible regarding your finances. And you see it everywhere you go. You got on all the top name brand stuff. Your hair's tied in a knot. Your hairdos cost sometimes $600. How your hair costs $600? I tie your hair in a knot for $200. $600 for a hairdo? Come on. It's called dirt thinking. I've been there. Dirt thinking. Hairdo $600. Uggs, $185. Come on. Jeans, $200. Hoodie, $150. Come on here. But you ain't got no life insurance. If somebody died, we got to have a GoFundMe. Y'all want to talk in this series? Y'all want to talk, or y'all want me to just play church? Because we have to help in this area to get to a better place. People look at me now and says, that's because you're a pastor. That's a lie. It's a lie. It's not because I'm a pastor. Because I did what I'm teaching you. That's why. You drive a Lexus. I had one before I was pastoring. Do you know? You know, you can be a pastor, you can be a bum, you can be a musician, you could be you can work fries at McDonald's. If you go to the Lexus dealership, they're gonna give you a car. They're gonna do a couple numbers. They're gonna pull your numbers, and it just depends on where your status is of how much your note's going to be. But you can get you a car. I can drive the same car as you and have a note for $300, and your note be $1,450 a month. Based on your credit score, your incomes, your financial history. See, what we need on top of Black History Month is Black Financial History Month. Are you listening to me? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about how we got here, because there's a reason why we're in this place, a reason why we think the way we think. We didn't come up with this stuff on our own. Are you listening? But there is new revelation. There is answers now that we can't act like, well, I just don't know. No, you know. Like my sons use it all the time. I tell them something, I didn't know. You do know. I told you the wall was gray. Well, I ain't know. I ain't know it was good. Who said it'll get on your nerve? It get on your nerve. Like, I
thought you had said you thought it was great.
No, I said it was great. Twan, you want to just be like. So we prosper, write this down, we prosper in harmony with our soul. We prosper in harmony with our soul. Soul don't prosper, you don't prosper. What is your soul? It's your thinking. It is your choosing. It is your feelings. It is your emotions. So if your thinking doesn't prosper, your choosing doesn't prosper, your feelings doesn't prosper, then you don't. If your thinking is off regarding money and you think it's better for me to keep it than to be a giver, then you will never prosper. Now, you may have fruit. We had fruit, but it was not real fruit. It was not lasting fruit. It was fruit we had to go home every week and figure out how we're going to pay for this fruit. And the blessing of the Lord make it rich and adds no, oh my God, what I'm going to do to it. Are y'all here? So you prosper in harmony with your thinking, with your choosing, with your feelings, and with your emotions. Some of us, we have, if you say, I have emotional eating. Some of us have emotional spending. Because you feel a way, I just go spending. I go shopping. I go to Amazon and click everything and just buy it. It don't matter about how it's going to be paid. It just makes you feel good in the moment. So we prosper in harmony with our soul. We prosper in accordance with the prosperity of our understanding. Write that down. We prosper in accordance with the prosperity of our understanding. Because there is no shortage of money. Take good notes. There ain't no shortage of money. There is money everywhere. The Amazon guy just hit what? Was it a trillion? That's money everywhere. Put that in your notes. There is money everywhere. Well, Pastor, I ain't got none. We're going to talk about that. And I ain't talking about, you know, because you said, Pastor, I ain't trying to be this guy with all this stuff. We're going to talk about your portion. Some people are, hey, we're going to talk about the importance of it. Some people are cool. I got a two-bedroom apartment. All my bills are paid. I'm good. I got money put up for the future. I got money in storage for my children. I'm great. And if I start working tomorrow, I can live off of what I got put up for 3 years. That's good rich. That's wealth. Wealth ain't necessarily I got $1 billion. I'm going to talk to you about it in just a second. So write down, there's plenty of money everywhere. There's no shortage in money. What there's a shortage is, go to Mark chapter 4, there's a shortage in understanding. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. I can only teach you what I know. It's not a book. It's not a Reader's Digest article. This is what we've done. And I teach it over and over and over again. And how dare you say, I heard that already, and you needed to ride the church. How dare you say, I heard that already, and your phone is off right now. How dare you say, I heard that already, and you've been crying about because rent is due in a couple weeks and you don't have it. How dare you say, I already heard that. Mark chapter 4, verse 23. If a man have ears to hear, let him hear. Write down, let him understand. That's what that means. If a man has ears to hear, let him understand. You can hear all you want, but do you have understanding? Because lack of understanding, they keep you struggling when you can be thriving. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Are you with me? For he that had, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he had. That sounds real strong. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Are y'all with us online? Shantae, let us know if we got to get you out of that snow. Shantae's supposed to have been here this morning, but she's still stuck in the snow. She says she didn't drive a car all week. And, you know, when they come and plow, they don't care where they thumb the stuff. They put this on your living room. It don't matter. They just jump in and keep it moving. If you're here online, say you're here. Karen Fletcher, she said, there's plenty of money everywhere. That's right. Barbara Collier, what's happening with you? I ain't seen you, Barbara, since I seen you. Well, that goes for all y'all. I ain't seen none of y'all since I seen you. Don't take it that way. Don't take it that way. They said, I'm here. Hey, Tamika. Okay. Verse 11, Matthew 13. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Verse 12, for whosoever hath understanding, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Abundance comes with understanding. Abundance comes with understanding. Luke chapter 5, they were toiling all night. They were good fishermen. They were great at what they do, but they caught nothing. But when Jesus came and sat down with them in the boat and taught them and gave them understanding and says, now go back out, they caught a lot of fish. So abundance comes with understanding. Type that in. Abundance comes with understanding. Type it in. Abundance comes with understanding. You don't have the abundance you want because you lack the understanding that you need. Where there is understanding, it says, for whoever hath understanding, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not understanding, for him shall be taken away even that which he has. We've lost some things because we lack understanding about this financial area. We gained things and then lost them. We gained things and then we lost them. And the Bible talks about the fruit of God remains. Not buy this, lose it. Get this car, they come get it. This, no, 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 no. Okay, let me switch lanes. Let me get another hustle. Let me get another this. Let me figure this out. So we're always trying to figure out how to get some more money so we can, not so we can do the purpose of God, so we can just survive, so we can live, so we can meet our basic needs. We're not trying to get money because I want to build a building and let the homeless come live in there. I got to pay rent by the first. And see, when you don't understand these principles, it keeps us in this cycle of trying to get so we can keep our daily things met, and we never get to live out the full plan of God for our lives. You don't have time to do it because I got to go work and make this money. And you see it all through social media. Got to make this money. Got to make this money. Make that money and let that money make you. Got to make that money. I got to grind. I got to hustle. I got to hustle. I got to grind. Got to make that money. Got to make that money. Got to make that money. Now I'm selling this and now I'm selling that. Now I'm selling this and now I'm selling that. I got to make that money. Got to make that money. It's like, when do you get the money? When do you say, I've arrived and I'm good now? You never do. Not on that cycle. Not on that system. People down. Why, where's my stimulus check? They're gonna sit in my, they're gonna, what am I? I need my check. Get my check, my check. What if they don't send it? What if they don't send you the check? When they sent us that check, I said, well, thank you. Because I don't know what y'all trying to do, set us up or what. But I just dropped it right in the savings. Some folks went to Mexico, they went to Vegas, they bought shoes, they got their hair done. Did you save a nickel of the stimulus check? In case the next stimulus check don't come? Because the financial arena is, can I help you with this, Pastor Twan? It is not getting dark as we suppose. It is dark for those who lack understanding. I just told you there's plenty money in the land. Plenty of money in the land. So it's not, oh my God, it's dark, things about to go bad, things are terrible. Oh, no, no, that's for those who don't have understanding. Because in the midst of this, somebody making plenty of money. I put up a post about, it was really a spiritual post about BlackBerry, and my friend texted, hey man, you own the something, because they stock just went up and yada, 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 and I just made 18 grand off of it in a day. I'm like, whoa. See, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Remind me of that. Here's the deal. Don't forget. Here's the deal. It's for those who lack understanding that don't walk in this level of abundance. And people make money off of our ignorance. They expect you not to know. They don't want you to know. That's how they see it's the rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. Because sometimes we don't have understanding. They expect you not to help. They expect you not to know. They plan for you not to know. They plan for you to stand in line and pay $300 for something you can't even afford. They expect it. They calculate it. They know at the top they're going to get this at the bottom because you're going to buy the shoes. Understanding. Abundance. Hosea says, we are destroyed because of a lack of your thinking determines your prosperity. Not your banking account, not your job, not your salary. I just been putting money up. I just been, since last March, I told y'all save and sow. I've been sowing and just putting money up. Boom, boom, boom. You give me some money, I'm putting it up. Boom, boom, boom. Just watching it grow. Boom. Because when the opportunity comes, Chris, to bite something, I want to be ready. Put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up, put it up. Put the money up. Well, I ain't got nothing to say. I don't have but $50 left after I do everything. Well, put 20 of it away. I told my son, I said, you should never at 16 not have money in your pocket, ever. Especially when you're not around us. You should never not have money, ever, ever, ever. How you down there, I'm down here, and you ain't got no money. You got a card, ain't no money on it. You just out here. Well, my friends, no. Money is a funny thing, sir. And even friends would be like, I ain't got no money for your chicken. I got money just for my chicken today. Friends with cars, you ain't got no gas money. I can't take you home. Because, you know, back in the day, we did gas money. They don't do it now. People just get in your car and close the door until you turn your radio. Can you turn your radio down, please? It's my car. What do you mean turn my radio down? What's that you listen to? Can you turn to this? Can I plug up my thing in your car? Back in the day, we didn't even get in the car. We got in the car with a $5 bill in our hand. Mama told me to give you this for gas. Kids get in now, just slam your door. They don't say, hey, Mr. Royal, hey, Mrs. Royal. And you back now say, hey, Reggie, get out. Get out. Get out and close the door. Because I ain't gonna deal with it. I like new school, but I got a lot of old school in me. I was raised different than these cats on the street now. And so you gotta have some money. The Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. Understanding, it says the wrong attachment to money. You need some money. Try. Okay, I got 9 minutes. Try. Calling ComEd tomorrow and telling them it's Black History Month and God loves black people and I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I've been a good person throughout this pandemic. Can you just please? Because I don't have no money. I just need grace and favor. Can you please with my bill for the next? They're gonna hang up on you. And they're gonna turn your lights off. Try it. Let me know how it goes. I ain't talking about you looking for a testimony, because we like to look for testimonies. They're gonna thank and praise God that I called him and they said my bill was $200 and I ain't gotta pay but $205 of it. What? Huh? I thought you had to pay more than. No, but what you understand was the devil was busy with that. No, you're trying to make up a testimony. You need some money. Come on, say it. Say, I need some money. Say, I thank God that I'll always have more than enough. Now, there's work to go with what you just said. I said, there's work to go with what you just said. Wisdom crowns you with riches. Understanding, write that down. It's in Proverbs 14. Understanding crowns you with riches. It crowns you with riches. So if your understanding is not bringing you riches, money, abundance, it's only partial. Yeah. It's time to stop shouting. Stop dancing at the wrong time and get these lessons. So when I dance next time, I'm going to be dancing because car paid off. I'm dancing because I caught up on my bills. Dance because I don't owe no man nothing. Not dancing for a breakthrough all the time. We always dancing for a breakthrough. Because everything is behind. Everything about to be cut off. We always needing a miracle. And not because the devil's busy. It's because these kinds of lessons right here, we figure I don't need to know this. I ain't got to do that. I'm just going to shout. I'm going to shout it out. And I got time. Of being tired, Steve. I got tired of being broke. And it was just me. We didn't have no kids. It was just me and her. I got tired. It's wrong. It's scratching my thing. You can hear it. I'm sorry. It's better now. Okay. I got tired of going to the store, Twan, and checking my credit card before I got there to see how much money was on there and what I could use. I got tired of calling my mother saying, can I use your American Express this month to pay this bill and we'll get back to you? I got tired of doing that. I was a grown man with a wife. And church didn't change that for me. Shouting didn't change that. The prophetic didn't change that. I had to change my thinking regarding money and do what I've been telling you. Because I got tired of being broke. I got tired of going on vacation and taking all of my bill money with me. I'm down here with rent money and car note. I'm gonna enjoy the week. But when I get, and that's why he says, I'm like, oh man, it's back to reality now. Because you got to go back and deal with all this stuff you jacked up to have 3 days in the sand. So I hope that daiquiri was good. And I got tired. Cam, I got tired. I got tired, Lucretia. I got tired, Addie. I got tired, Shunt. I got tired. Those of you watching most of y'all watching on YouTube now. I see the numbers on Facebook going down, but they're going up on YouTube because y'all sitting on their couch. Y'all learn how to put on that TV. I know. Y'all say hi to everybody that's on YouTube. But see, y'all on YouTube, I need y'all to talk, though. I need y'all to say something. Y'all just on the couch chilling with your coffee and eating that good bacon. I cooked some bacon the other day for the family. Jason, I cooked this bacon, and when it got through frying, it's about this little. I said, what kind of bacon is this? Huh? I got to get the good bacon, the premium slice or something. The who? Costco thick cut. Write that down. I'm the Costco thick cut. Because the bacon we got, I don't know what that is, Jack. This. I'm like, get a sizzle down. What is this? Huh? Air fryer. Let me put our chicken in the air fryer. They put their bacon in there too, huh? Now they say you can put your cakes in the air fryer, your pies, you can wash your car. Now they everything good at air fryer. It's like, man, air fryer. My toe hurt, air fryer. You got air fryer? Get that air fryer, put it on high. I said my toe was hurting, man. What you? Venetia said, hey. Ronnie Snapshot McKay. See, this is my only way of engaging with people that are at home. Yeah. Most of our people are at home watching. We want to engage with them as well. So my thinking determined my season. My thinking determined what financial season I would reach and live in. My thinking determined, our thinking determined what financial season we would reach and live in. Because here's where we started. We started first with, write this down. I don't know who caught it is that keeps doing that every Sunday. Oh, okay. Yeah, I love it. Okay. We got jokes. Okay, provision. We started in provision. Write it down. Most people are in this place of provision. Meaning I need God to provide or it's going to be some trouble. Provision means I don't know how I'm going to pay this or how I'm going to pay that. Provision is for a season. I got to go on some welfare for a while. I got to do what I got to do. It's a season of provision. But I believe that God's going to supply my needs. And God does. Because I'm the righteous. I've never seen them forsaken bread. But it's not the best season to live in. It's not the best season to live in. This is a paycheck to paycheck season. This is a season where you make $2,000 a month, but your bills are like $3,500 a month. It is that season. And every month, God has to come through or it's going to be trouble. Every month, God got to come through. I may get put out. Every month, I got to have my car because they're coming to get it. Every month, I got to call and make arrangements with this bill because I just don't have enough, and God must provide. It's a season where you don't get much sleep. You toss and you turn. Season where you sometimes lose your dignity because you're begging people. You have to ask people to help you all the time. And people to make you feel bad when you ask them for help. That's you know, just, you know, I don't understand that, because a lot of us have been in that place. A lot of us even right now are a paycheck away from being in trouble. So how you look down on somebody in the provision season? If you're in a better season than provision, go back in their season and help them. Yeah. Y'all quiet up in here now. And so we were in this season of provision, and we were always down. We were always behind. It was always jacked up. We were always in trouble. And we kept a smile on. We had a lot of pride because we didn't want to ask nobody for anything. And we wanted to look like all was well, but all wasn't well. But it's the season of provision. And if you be honest, type in provision on the screen. Some of you are here right now. So I want to show you the seasons. And then next week, we're going to show you how to determine your season, how to at will produce the season you want. Well, I'm just stuck. My whole family been in provision season. My whole family been on welfare. It's just been passed down. It's what happens in our family. Everybody, when you get 18, you go get you a link card. You go get you, you know, a check, or you get the whatever. And that's just what we do. It's in our family. You can be the one to stop it. Because I am 100% for financial assistance and government assistance. I'm against abusing it. because it wasn't meant for you to live on. It was meant to help you in a season of provision till you get to a better place. And so we just live on it. From 19 to 98, I've been getting the link card. From 23 to 60, I've been on Section 8. That's called abuse. And you got people that's in the season of provision by choice. I want to be here. Y'all, I just lost the whole room. Okay. So provision. Then we went from provision, and some of you have heard it before, but I really don't care. We went from provision to enough. Oh, praise God! Praise God, but not a big praise God, because enough is really just enough. All you have is enough. I finally cut even. I paid my phone bill, my gas bill, my light bill, my rent, my car note. I paid the lady for keeping Lil John all week. I ain't got no more money left. That's why it's like, praise God, but I got my check on the 15th. I got it at 9 a.m. I woke up, it was in my account. By 5 p.m., it was all gone because I only had enough. I didn't have choice. I don't have choices. I don't have options. I don't get to get the hamburger and the helper. I get to get either one. I'm going to get both. Ain't no going out to eat. Ain't no going shopping. We going for 3 days up to Wisconsin Dells. Ain't no, I can't go. I only have enough. Now, what happens is, when you abuse enough, you end up back up in provision. Because I do have just enough, but I took the just enough and went to Vegas. I took the just enough and got my hair done and my daughter's, because she got pictures coming up. I'll do a hair for pictures. I'll tie them up. Just give me some black gel, two rubber bands, and You know how many people, Jazz, went into what I call a negative provision season around graduation and prom time? Because, you know, we've turned that into wedding season now. Hey, ladies, come on. I did good. I only spent $8,000 on my daughter. I said, so surely, you did all that. Surely she going to Pearly Gate University. Her Jesus, Paul, Peter. And see, I also understand too. When we're talking about this, you go home and talk about this. I'm out of time. Come into agreement around what I'm telling you, because sometimes spouses push you backwards in these different, what do you call it, these different categories. Peter said, silver and gold have I none. That's because he was married and his wife was spending all the money. See, you never heard Jesus talking about, y'all just, Michelle. So say enough. Rest comes with enough. You sleep a little better, but it's still just enough. You don't need miracles and all that stuff. But then, because we went through these seasons, and then we got to a season, listen, we had plenty. Listen. But we were so happy to finally have plenty, we mismanaged the plenty and went right back to provision. Oh, we got enough now. Let's do this. Let's buy this. Let's buy that. Let's go here. Let's go there. Oh, my God. Buy it all. I was like, what happened? Where did our money go? We just had a whole lot of money. Because I was making $575 every 2 weeks. You do the math. $575 every 2 weeks. So per month, that's a what? Come on. 11, who? 1150 something? A month. A month. So then we went from making that to like tripling that. And was we thought we had died and went to heaven. Like, Jesus, take us now. We good. And just got reckless. Because it is never what you make. It is how you manage and use it. Write that down. And so we lived at plenty for a long time, and nobody told us about this next one. Nobody told us about this. Wealth and riches. Now, we had the riches. We had, which is money. We bought cars. We bought suits. We went to the, we went to where did we go? We went to, not Vegas, to Phoenix. And we went on a shopping spree. And we hit the outlet mall, Kelly, and we bought everything but the mall. And we bought Louis Vuitton. And we had got to a place and we had paid our bills. We had extra. Now we're going to have some me time. And we enjoyed it. But nobody told us about the wealth part of this. Because riches is measured by stuff and money. Wealth is measured by time. Riches is measured by stuff and money, which means I got the stuff. Now I got to keep clocking in. I got to keep going to work to keep my stuff rolling. Or they coming to get the car. Or they coming to get this. Or they coming to turn that off. So we had the riches. We had the stuff. We had extra money. Nobody told us about the wealth. The wealth is measured by time, meaning how long can I keep all this going without going to work? If I lost my job tomorrow, how long before they come get the car? Come get the house. Come get the coat. Come turn it. How long? And if you ask yourself that question, some of y'all got 3 days, some of y'all got 3 months, some of y'all got 2 years. Some of y'all said, I got to about the game tonight. And it's a wrap for me. And so we got that, start settling with that and put money up for that. And then somebody told us about this, because we didn't know this either. Generational wealth and riches. Meaning, we got it, we good, we saving money, so if I lose a job, I lose my job. But what about the kids that's coming? The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his, so his who? So here's the deal. When we learned about this, we were already behind. Because it did not say leave for your children. It said leave for your children's children. Which means that my parents were to leave for my children. Then I leave for their children. But when we're all coming into this late in the game, which we all did, but here's what I believe. I believe with revelation, God can restore time. Do you believe that? Do you, if you believe it, type in restore, type in restore, type in restore. He can restore time, I believe it, with revelation. And nobody told us. So then we started dealing with generational wealth. We started putting up for our children first because we didn't have it to put up for children's children. Well, you start where you start. And so we learned these place by place. And now, I know how to produce in these areas at will. Not I just happen to be back in provision now. So whether you lose a job, something happens, whatever, you position yourself to win financially regardless of what happens. So next week I'll tell you this. I'm finished. I'll tell you this next week. I'll tell you how to produce at will, because most people are in enough in provision. Just to be very honest, I know this from the flock. I know from people that I have conversations with. Most of us fall in provision and enough. But I want to teach you how to produce plenty, how to get over into wealth and riches, and then generational wealth. I want to. This is so key. This is so key. We've thought wealth was some of the stuff we see on social media and on TV, like the guy who got the $24 million diamond in his forehead. I don't understand that. And we say, oh, I want to be like that. That's dude got I don't understand that, man. I just feel like if I even had that kind of money, Chris, some things I'm still not going to do. You got $24 million in your forehead? So do you cover it when you shower? Do you take it out and clean it? What do you do with that? What do you do with that? There's $24 million in your forehead. That's how much money in the rap game? Man, I'm in the wrong business then. You mean you can rap about killing people and make $24 million? And our young people are getting the wrong idea of what wealth and riches is. They think it's just buying up stuff. I always wondered, because even people that make a lot of money, you see in the news, like they lost their house or they filed bankruptcy. It's because they had a lot of riches, but no wealth. So I got a good contract. I bought a Bentley. I bought this. I bought that. But I didn't manage anything. I didn't do the wealth part. And then when things went bad, I lost it. I don't even desire, and it's just me. I don't even desire a Bentley. That's not my deal. Everybody got their own deal. It's like, if you get money, like, what would you buy? So I'm like, I'll get me a flat screen TV with this thing on it. That's all you're gonna buy? That's their deal. I'm getting me the biggest car when I get my, I'm getting the biggest this. Whatever your deal is. He says he wants wealth and riches. Look at Psalms 112. Wealth and riches to be in your house. Are y'all here? So help us help you this month. Let's get to a place we can begin to win this year financially. Not paycheck to paycheck, not looking for another job, not can't wait till God bless me, I'm buying me a big old this. Sometimes you get this big old stuff and be like, all right, now what? I went to my pastor's house and I'm done. And I went through the garage to get in the door. And he got all these big old cars just sitting back there full of dust. See, he's like, man, I don't even drive them cars. Because once you get it, it's like, take a spin around the block, wave at, you know, look at them and like, all right. Now what? I want to set my family up that if anything happens to me, they good. Anything happens to London, we're good. And so you got to make the right financial decisions, and you don't make them unless your soul prospers. I can almost promise you getting a $24 million diamond in your forehead is not soul prosperity. Somebody said, that's the spirit of the dummy. Stand up. Pastor Keisha, come. If you receive the word today, can you clap?